Today's share has been sponsored by the Shelton family in honour of Motti's Bar Mitzvah this Shabbat. So big Mazel Tov wishes there. This Shabbat is Parashat Chukat, and at the beginning of the Sedra we have the Halachot of the Parah Adumah, but also the notion of Tumat Mate, that contact with a dead body causes a person to become Tameh. And one of the psukim in Rishon is Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amut Ba'ohel. This is the rules that apply to a person who dies in an ohel, person who is in a tent or a building, a room, whatever. And the notion that one can become Tameh from even being in the same room as a dead person without necessarily coming into physical contact with them. So in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, when all the rules of Tumah and Tahara applied, so this was obviously a relevant halacha to everybody. And nowadays, though, it's only relevant to Kohanim. Only Kohanim need to be careful not to become Tameh to a mate. And a Kohen has to be careful not to go into a room or a building where there is a mate there. The question, though, discussed by the Rishonim and indeed by the Gemara and the Poskim, is the question as to whether or not Tumat Mate applies in an Ohel even to non-Jews, meaning if there's a non-Jewish body inside a room and somebody else, a Jewish person, is in that room, does the Jewish person become Tameh just from being in the same room as the non-Jewish body? They certainly become Tameh if they're in the same room as a Jewish body, but if they're in the same room as a non-Jewish body, it's a question. And this is, of course, a very practical question for Kohanim. Can Kohanim go into an area where there are non-Jewish graves or non-Jewish bodies, provided they're not coming into contact with those bodies? So the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, Daf Samach Aleph, says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that Kivrei Akum Einam Tamin Bo'ohel, that a Gentile grave or Gentile body doesn't cause Tumat Ohel, doesn't cause a person to become Tameh if they're under the same roof as it. Because we've got a pasuk, Vartein Soni Tson Mariti Adam Atem. This is a pasuk from Yechezkel, and the drasha that you are my sheep, my flock, and my grazing flock, Adam Atem. You are called Adam. And the Gemara darshens, Atem Kruim Adam, Vein HaAkum Kruim Adam. The term Adam is used to refer to Jews. It's not used to refer to Gentiles. And in our parasha, the pasuk is Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Yamut Ba'ohel. So only if an Adam, i.e. only if a Jew, is in the Ohel as a dead body, that Tumat Mate applies. But if it's a Gentile, then it wouldn't apply. So this is actually a Machloket Tanaim, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, at the end of Masechet Olot, is of the opinion that in actual fact we don't have that drasha, and that Kivrei Akum are Matamin Bo'ohel. So how do we pasken? The Rambam in Hilchot Tumat Mate and also in Hilchot Evel paskens like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and says V'ein Ha'akum Matamei Bo'ohel, that a person doesn't become Tameh from being under the same roof as a Gentile corpse. The Kesef Mishnah explains, because even though it's a Machloket Tanaim, the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Dalet indicates that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because there's a story there about Rabba bar Avua found the prophet Eliyahu in a Beit HaKvarot. Eliyahu was a Kohen, and Rabba bar Avua said to him, "What are you doing here? And you're not supposed to be here." And he said, "Don't you know the sugya of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that Atem Kruim Adam Vein Ha'akum Kruim Adam?" So there's no need to worry about it. So that's why the Rambam paskens that way. However, the Tosfot paskens, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that there is Tumat Mate, Tumat Ohel, with a Gentile mate as well. And therefore, a Kohen wouldn't be able to be under the same roof as a Gentile corpse. How do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradeh, Sin Shin Ayin Bet, Si'if Bet, the Mechaber Paskin's essentially like the Maharam Mirutenberg. The Maharam Mirutenberg addresses this issue, and the Mechaber says, Kivre Akum, Nachon Lizaher HaKohen Milelech Alehem, that it's correct that a Kohen shouldn't go, or should be careful not to go and be under the same roof as a Gentile corpse. That doesn't mean to say that it's absolutely Asur, but this is the advised position. And then the Rama says, Afal Pishesh Makilin, there are some who are lenient, it's correct to be strict in this regard. So both the Mechaber and the Rama aren't saying absolutely that one can't, that a Kohen can't be under the same roof as a Gentile corpse, but they're certainly both recommending that one shouldn't do so. But in actual fact, there is some discussion amongst the Achronim exactly how do we paskin when the chips are down, as it were, and they seem to indicate that Nachon Lahachmir means that under normative circumstances one should be strict, but in extremis there's room to be lenient. A question came up a couple of years ago. Somebody contacted me. It turned out one of their neighbours in their block of flats was a medical student and had a human skeleton in their flat, and they were worried about being in the same building as the human skeleton. This was a Kohen. He wasn't worried the skeleton would come and chase him, but he was worried about the tumat or hell. So what was the din there? So I felt there the din was, you know, it wasn't necessary for him to move home because of this, and he could rely on the lenient opinion. There's further grounds to be lenient in such a case. In actual fact, the Pitchei Tshuva quotes the Dagel Mervava, which is the Notabi Huda, who thought that perhaps one could rely also on the Shita of the Ravid. The Shita of the Ravid is that a Kohen, once he's already Tameh, then it's not asur for him to become Tameh any further. So nowadays, all Kohanim are Tameh because they've come into contact with somebody who's come into contact with a dead body, and therefore once they're Tameh mate anyhow, so then they can be under the same roof as a dead body. We don't paskin like that Ravid, but the Nodav Yehuda thought that perhaps we could create a Sfek Sveka with it in this case and say perhaps the halachas like the Ravid, that a Kohen nowadays doesn't have a problem becoming Tamei to a mate, and even if the halacha's not like the Ravid, then perhaps the halacha is like the Rambam, that there's no Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei with Tumat or Hell of a non-Jew. But then the Dagel Mervava actually recanted on that and said he doesn't hold like that. However, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Yoredesim Taf Samachet. That's where he talks about a case where a Kohen was in a building, and in another flat in the building, a non-Jewish person died, and it was Yom Tov. So the question was, did the Kohen have to go and relocate somewhere else, leave his house over Yom Tov and go somewhere else? And he said there are three reasons to say that he doesn't have to. Perhaps halachas like the Shach, who says that when the Tumah is in a different room, then Tumat Ohel is only Midrabanan anyhow. Second possibility is that perhaps the halacha is like the Ravid, that nowadays our Kohanim don't have to worry about becoming Tumayim. And third possibility was perhaps the halacha is like the Rambam, that there's no problem being under the same roof as a Gentile corpse, and therefore because of Simchat Yom Tov, one could be lenient. So in cases of extreme need like that, then one can certainly be lenient. Ad kan.